Hello, this is Brad.
Hi, Brad. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, doing well, Nicole. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Okay, great. I'm working with Jaw here, here in the credit department. And just reviewing your file, we're looking to come to a decision here on some different options for you in terms. But I just had a few questions.
Sure.
Now, what was the ideal loan amount you were looking for?
Well, in optimally, it'd be nice to have a line of credit that you could draw upon and then pay off as needed.
Okay. I don't know. We're still looking at some options. I don't know if I'll have that exact type of program available.
Okay.
We can look at some different options and see.
Okay.
But ideally, was there an amount you had in mind?
Well, we were, Jean and I were talking about $100,000.
Okay.
Originally.
And you would need the full $100,000 at once?
No.
No, okay.
So, like, if it was a line of credit, we could draw upon it and then pay it off and draw upon it and pay it off.
Okay.
Up to $100,000. That's kind of what I was thinking when we applied.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a line of credit, but what would be the immediate need?
Well, we would probably, you know, start with maybe 50.
Okay.
And then, you know, our business is such that, you know, we, you know, have sales and marketing efforts, and we have operational items because we have to buy pharmaceuticals. And if we could use the line of credit, you know, sometimes we don't get paid for the pharmaceuticals. Immediately, and so we could use that for marketing and operational type expenditures, and then when the receivables get paid, then we pay it off. So it's just basically something to bridge the gap between timing differences.
Okay, and you get paid by the pharmaceutical companies?
We get paid by either the patient or the insurance company, the patient's insurance
company. Okay, I see. And this is a clinic, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it looks like there's multiple owners, or is it just a lot of stock or shareholders?
Yeah, there's a lot of shareholders.
Okay. And
so
you're
not any one person that says, okay, you know, he's the owner.
Okay. But you have 1% right in the business?
It's not quite 1%. No, it's a little less than that.
Okay. But you are willing to do the loan?
Yeah, now Josh said that it was not a personal guarantee. Is that right?
Well, it's a business loan. We do need to have one of the owners sign, but it goes on the business credit. It doesn't go on your personal credit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's not a PG that has to be signed.
It's just going to depend on the program.
Okay.
So we'll have to look at that.
Well, because we don't have one owner, per se.
Right.
It'd be better to do it without a PG.
Okay. We can look at that and see. Your situation is a little bit unique in the sense that, you know, there's not one owner or, you know, a couple of owners that are majority. And so it's a little bit unique. Sometimes it's actually very challenging to get these types of loans approved because of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure we have a loan that we can place you in with the circumstances. So I think we'll be fine with that. What is your time frame for getting the funds?
I mean, it's not, you know, an immediate need, but certainly, you know, we can help, you know, the operational side of things and the sales and marketing side of things if we were to get the funds.
Okay. So, I mean, are you thinking like in a week, a month?
You know, if we knew within within the next 2 weeks, we could use those funds. Certainly.
Okay, perfect. And then the return on the funds, what do you see that being?
Well, you know, if we have a line of credit, you know, we would draw upon that. You know, say it was $100,000, we'd draw upon that. We may not draw the whole thing, but we have, you know, GE Healthcare is the main supplier of our pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
We have some invoices, you know, that could be paid on that. And then we have some receivables that we would get probably, you know, a couple weeks later that we could, you know, then go ahead and pay it off.
Okay. And so if you get the funds, is it something that you can pay the loan off pretty quickly and then you would get additional funding? Would that be something that
would be,
do you need something long-term?
No, that would be perfect. It's really this fund short-term needs because
what
happens is that, you know, the receivables don't always come in on time.
Right.
When you expect them, and then the payables, you know, everybody wants their money.
Immediately. So would you be comfortable with like a 3, 6, or 9 month term?
Yeah, so a line of credit, but we wouldn't have any prepayment penalties, correct?
No, you can pay the loan off early, and you would get a, you know, a pretty good discount on it.
Okay.
Or we can structure it many ways. Or if you think you're going to keep pulling from it, then we can just have you do a renewal halfway through, and you would be able to access the additional funding. So we would approve you for a max amount, and then you could decide how much you actually want to take. And then structure it where you can be pulling from it, you know, every so many months.
Oh, okay. So that's a little different than a line of credit.
Or you can just pay it off, or you can pay it off completely, and then you would have the full amount available again.
Oh, I see.
It's pretty flexible.
Okay.
So it's really just how, you know, your business operates.
Yeah.
Because we can kind of customize it. You know, every business is very different. So.
Well, what if we had it, say it was $100,000, and then next week we wanted to pull $25K from it.
Okay.
And then, you know, the following week we pulled another $25K from it, so we pulled $50. But then the following week we get, you know, a lot of our receivables paid off, so we pay off the whole $50. And, you know,
so
that kind of
we wouldn't be able to pull the $25 and then the $25. I think it would make more sense in your case to do the 50 and then either set it up where, you know, in a few months you can pull the other amount or you can pay it off completely and then be back up at the 100,000 if that's what we get you approved for. I'm thinking we will approve you for around 100,000, right in that range.
Okay.
We're still working on some the terms and the payback for you, and we'll have that Monday morning, but I feel comfortable saying that we can get you approved for around
$100,000.
Okay.
But we would have to pay whatever we pull out, we'd have to pay off in its entirety before we could pull anything else out.
No.
That's what I'm hearing you say.
You would either just wait till the middle of your term. So if you do a 6 month term in 3 months, you can pull additional funds. Does that make sense?
So if I did a six-month term,
So halfway through, you're eligible for more funding. In the case you don't just pay it off completely, if you pay it off completely, you start back from the beginning and you have the $100,000 again. If you don't want to pay it off, then we just say, hey, you know what? You're halfway through. If you like the additional funding, it's available, and then you can take that. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And so, you know, we can.
But then at the end of the term.
Mm-hmm.
Could we do this again? I mean, if it you know, say we did a 9 month term, then we'd want to be able to do it again. I mean, we establish a relationship with you, and then
and that's what most of our clients do. They will renew over and over again because there's usually a lot of benefits. They're getting tax write offs. They have access to the funding. They know it's there. They're growing their business, and they're always getting better, you know, access to better programs, rates, and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, that sounds good. So either
interest, you know, what are the interest rates?
Well, that's what we're still working on. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to finish all that up, and then either myself or Jaw will give you a call Monday, and we'll have all the options for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any other questions?
No, and I think that until we, you know, talk about interest and, you know, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Did Jaw go over any of the programs with you?
Yeah, originally we talked about the programs, but I thought there was more of a line of credit type of program. I mean, it sounds similar to that. But.
We do have some that are, you know, very traditional, but I just don't know if we're going to get approved for that just because of how the ownership structure is right now. But we do have some really good programs. But usually the shorter terms will have the overall bus payback on the loan.
I see.
Yeah.
So going to 12 months it would not be as attractive as a 3, 6, or 9.
Not necessarily. And we can give you that option as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can compare.
Okay.
Okay. So
thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. We'll give you a call Monday, and we should have all the information on, you know, the loan that I think will be right around $100,000.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much. And,
thank you.
We'll look forward to chatting on Monday.
Okay, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.